Welcome to Ghosts and Haunts Community Site.
This discussion is going to be about time travel and souls and spirits and the paranormal. One thing that's been said is, you know, that time is fluid, and the only reason that we perceive it going in one direction or go forward at a certain pace is because that is the way that our physical bodies are designed. Our brains are designed so that they build from one notion to the next. In other words, a thought starts, then it moves to a certain area, and when we see something, it first starts in our eyes, then moves to our brain, it moves to the section of the brain that processes visually, then moves to another section, and then finally gets turned into objects, and then these objects get logged into the short and long-term storage parts of the brain. Well, all that is designed where one process moves to the next in a sequential forward order fashion, so that we are in a sense locked in to that same process. Even though time might be going forward or backwards, in that so is our bodies at the same rate, so we would always perceive it as moving forward. And that is kind of one of the limitations of our human bodies, and thus the limitation of all life on the planet of Earth. But now consider this. Consider the concept of the soul. The soul basically is thought, or all that you are, your essence of what you think, the essence of all you've learned, without the connection to the physical body. When that connection to the physical body goes away, are we still tied to that forward motion? It's been long said that when you die, you become almost somewhat omnipotent, to where you can see all things, you can move forward and backwards in time. Which kind of is in keeping with that same notion that it is our physical bodies that tie us to that timekeeping mechanism and that forward motion within the fluid of time that we're used to. So, if you start thinking about the whole paranormal realm, ghosts, and everything that we work with, so to speak, in that context, it kind of makes a little more sense some of the things you see. When you get an EVP sometimes the speech on the EVP is sped up. When we see something out of the corner of our eyes, they're moving real fast or real slow. The chronological sense of time is just not the same when we have contact with the spirit world. So just kind of keep that in mind moving forward as you think of the different possibilities, the different reasons for some evidence that the spirit world is not necessarily tied to the same frame of reference as you are. They may tie somewhat to it, just to keep in sync with the people they're trying to contact. You know, if your whole life you've spent moving at a certain pace, you might stay in that sync for a period of time, but little by little, little by little, as you become less tied to that synchronization kind of wears off, which that brings up the next point of, do older ghosts or ghosts that have been around for a while have more of an ability to travel and to control their surroundings and to break away from that sense of time. But that's another discussion. Thank you.